at Joe's New York Pizza, Clemson.
Out of Bounds is on the air.
You represent the government of juvenile delinquents.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
I knew my rent was going to be late about a week ago. I worked my ass off, but I still can't pay it though. But I got just enough to get off in this club and have me a good time before my time is up. Hey, let's get it now.
Hour three, Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich, Zach Orr, Intern William, Ben Milstead, all of our moms and dads and grandparents. We're live in the Priority One Security Studios. Zach Orr just jamming like it's going out of style. You know, I say this a lot. I listen to Scott Farrell a lot, especially after high school football, which, by the way, you can catch Alex Dodd.
Farrell on the bench.
Right. He jams out at the start of his show, "Are you with us tonight from New York?" And they just play music. And that's what I felt like coming back right there.
Live from New York. It's Saturday night.
I thought we weren't bringing up New York because Kwok hates New York.
Oh, yeah. Did you know it's the heartbeat of college football?
It is.
The heartbeat of America is New York City.
You're one of those guys that hates that they're having game night
out there. Oh, my God. What in the world are they doing?
I don't know. Maybe it's the countless alumni bases that are in New York City, the biggest city in the country, that they're going to be pouring into Times Square for college game
night. Are they really going to be pouring into Times Square on a football Saturday?
I think it's going to be a success. Be a success.
What if they did NFL primetime like in Oxford, Mississippi? Would that be a great success?
No, it wouldn't.
See?
But that's a different conversation.
Well, that's true.
So.
That's true. We did 8 picks. I'm going to give you a chance to claim some honor here. Kelly already made the case for UCLA. So we'll let that one slide. Zach picked Florida, so we'll let him make the case for Florida because, frankly, Kelly was very upset that people were picking Florida to win this.
No way.
Would you like to make the case for Florida, Zach? Kelly said there's no way that Florida wins.
Listen, picking
over
Florida
Tennessee
was like picking the shiniest turd. You know what I mean? that's what that was like.
Oh my God. All right.
This show is taking a turn.
It was a team at home and you had to just go with the home team. I don't believe in either one of those teams. It was close your eyes, throw the dartboard and see what sticks.
As Kwok would say, there is not a snowball's chance in Columbia, South Carolina that Florida wins that game.
Yeah.
Not a chance.
Well, we'll find out. Hey, you guys also picked Vanderbilt, if I'm not mistaken.
Vanderbilt's
the home team. So
yeah,
what's your argument for Kansas State, Zachary?
They're going to win the national championship this year, so come on.
Right. You can hear Walt Deptula from 3 to 7 talk about that. Ole Miss Cal. That was one I had no idea. Did we even talk about Ole Miss and Cal, or did we have to go to break? We did, kind of, didn't we? Was there any part of you, Zach, that wanted to pick Ole Miss? Any part of you whatsoever?
You know what? Shea Patterson's a nice little quarterback, right? He's not bad.
Nice little freshman, sophomore. They're so irrelevant to me because they're doing stuff the right way now. I just can't even. I just can't even with Ole Miss.
He also wears a number in the 20s, which I can't get behind as a quarterback. I kind of got behind it with
Richard
your Indiana
Lagoo.
Boys.
It's like
Lego, whatever his name is.
Lego my ego.
Yeah, original. That was great. Yeah. I only saw 45 people put that on Twitter.
Ego spelled EGOW, by the way.
Yeah. No, but I can kind of get behind Shea Patterson a little bit, but it's at California, if I'm not mistaken. Correct?
It is.
So I'm going to go with the home team there as well.
Are you surprised that everybody picked South Carolina to beat Kentucky? Is that surprising to you?
How close were you to picking Kentucky? Honestly. Just between friends.
Not that close.
Just between friends.
I mean, Kentucky, they barely beat Southern Miss on the road, which I think Southern Miss is a nice little bowl team from whatever league they're in, Conference USA, whatever league they're in.
Yeah.
And Eastern Kentucky is a nice little FCS that was down at the half. Or Kentucky was down the half to Eastern Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
I can't, if that's how you're going to play, South Carolina, we have sort of, we've basically played every side of the South Carolina issue where we talk about when compared to Kentucky, they've proven quite a bit. And when compared to most other teams in the country, they've proven very little because they beat an NC State team, I think it's going 7-5. And they've won at a 4-8 Missouri team that's not going to a bowl game. I mean, they've done more than Kentucky has, but not that much. And so I'm still going with South Carolina. I can't take Kentucky on the road.
You know, a lot of the conversation this week with Clemson and Louisville has been, you know, Clemson has had their number the last couple of years. It's three in a row close victories, but they're victories. None of that plays into the South Carolina Kentucky pick for you, where Kentucky has had South Carolina's number the last couple of years.
Nah. More often than not, actually, in the history, Kentucky gets really, really close to beating South Carolina, and then they lose. Mm-hmm. I was actually looking at that. There were a lot of, in the last 20 years, a lot of times South Carolina's won by like six or less.
Well, so are you close to picking South Carolina? Or Kentucky, I mean?
You know, I think part of this is that I was scorned by the South Carolina NC State pick, and I bought into this NC State hype that I regret it all. I regret everything.
Nothing like a woman scorned.
I know. I'm a woman scorned. I'm a woman scorned by NC State. And so I went with South Carolina mainly because, like you've said earlier, Zach, in your analysis, they're at home. Yeah. And so that's part of it for me. They get to, it's their first home game of the year. They've won two games away from home. That place is going to be rocking. I mean, nothing says big game like Kentucky in Columbia, South Carolina. That place is going to be rocking. There's a blackout. It's a night game. There's just so many reasons to pick South Carolina here. And Kentucky has not looked very good so far. Not that Kentucky ever looks great. I mean, but this team did beat Louisville a couple months ago. But they don't look like that team right now. So I'm going to go with South Carolina.
It's game time. It's a night game in Williams-Brice. You know, they get all excited down there. And it's really exciting. So I'm looking forward to it.
I'm a little bit surprised that not more people than me and Walt and Will Vandenbort and Daniel Shirley picked a double-digit spread on the Clemson and Louisville game. In fact, we had three media members pick Louisville, Grace Rayner, and Anna Hickey and Matt Conley.
That's what's crazy, is that all 16 of us are in agreement. There's a consensus that South Carolina will beat Kentucky, but there's not a consensus about Clemson-Louisville. I didn't think there'd be a consensus about Clemson-Louisville, but I thought at least one person would pick Kentucky. At least one person. That was really surprising to me.
You know, Zach Orr, I picked Clemson by 11, which is, generally speaking, and we're going to get to our pick six in a moment. Before we do that, we'll tell you about fantasy football. But we've got our pick six coming. It doesn't make any sense. Like, if I've got them winning by 11, the spread is 3, you would think I'm taking Clemson minus at 3. I think it's a double-digit game. However, the stuff that I can't account for scares me to death. Like the fact that Louisville beat Florida State by 6 touchdowns the last time they played a game that looks like this. At this point in the season,
what does Florida State have to do with Clemson Louisville?
It is every single time these immature programs that can't beat Houston or get out of their own way or that falter when they end up in a precarious spot. You know, when they end up out of the playoff, they basically mail in the rest of the season when they lose the second time. To me, this is the kind of program that overemphasizes the Clemson game. And so they are going to play like Andy Dalton, like their hair's on fire. They're going to play with...
Do not compare Lamar Jackson to Andy Dalton.
Well, I mean, just with the hairs on fire. Just hairs on fire.
That's disrespectful.
Just with the hair on fire, because he's, you know...
You could pull off the Andy Dalton look if you had to.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. I've thought about it.
Exactly.
In fact, more than one time, someone has posted our picture side by side on Twitter.
Sure.
We were discussing this. Quark's a ginger, right?
Not as much as Andy Dalton.
Is not a ginger. No. He has red hair.
That's a ginger.
His hair's legit. No. It is red. It's not orange.
Okay.
Like, that thing is... It's just, it's almost defying nature. I mean, defying like biology and stuff with how red his hair is.
That's true, I guess.
Anyway, I digress. Go ahead.
Anyway, I think Clemson on the field is better at every place except quarterback than Louisville. And I'm not talking about their receivers. I'm talking about Clemson receivers against Louisville's DBs and vice versa. Running backs against the box and vice versa. Lines of scrimmage and vice versa. There's no matchup that Louisville wins except for the crowd and the weird emotion of an immature program, and the fact that statistically, I feel like at some point, Louisville is going to not lose by the skin of their teeth against Clemson. At some point, that's going to happen. So I can't even take that spread, but I'm a little bit surprised that more teams aren't going double digits. That's what I'm saying.
Quark, let me tell you this. Every single person that picked Clemson to win, 15, no wait, how many do we have in here? 13 of 16 picked Clemson. Every single person that picked Clemson has Clemson scoring at least 27 points to win. So do you agree with that? Do you think Clemson needs, because you need to get your final thoughts in for Clemson-Louisville before
yes.
you head out.
Yes.
Do you think Clemson needs 27 points to win this game, at least? Brett Friedlander said 28 earlier.
I think 28 is, I have 35-24 is my score.
You do?
I think 28 is a good number. If you get a 27-28, you should be able to win.
Can Clemson win this game without scoring 27 points.
I think they could win this game scoring 25.
Okay.
I mean, like in theory, yes. Like from a theoretical
but
standpoint,
but you got to
yes.
get a. I mean, you have to score what? At least 3 touchdowns and a field goal here. I mean, you have to get in the end zone.
Yes.
More than you did against Auburn. We all agree on that.
I agree 100% with that. You got to
score one touchdown. You haven't given up a touchdown yet this season.
That's true.
Theoretically, score one touchdown, Zach. We're done. That's great.
What happens first?
It's Lamar Jackson.
What happens first? Clemson give up a touchdown or Clemson force a turnover? Neither of those have happened this season so far.
Clemson gives up the touchdown.
That happens first?
Yeah.
Both. I'll say this. Both will happen.
Both will happen.
Game.
Okay, I agree with that.
But
Louisville will turn over.
I think Clemson will give up a touchdown before they force a turnover. Lamar's going to come out with a, no Andy Dalton pun intended here, but with his hair on fire. I think they're going to score early.
All right, more likely to occur in the first possession for Louisville. You ready?
Yeah.
3-and-out, touchdown, or most likely to occur. 3-and-out, touchdown, field goal, turnover.
All the options. Touchdown.
Yeah. Touchdown? Yeah. That's the most likely
that
outcome
of
the first series?
Gonna be rocking. Right. They're going to start
it's gonna
fast.
It's going to be rocking. You think
but,
so?
I mean, they started slow last year.
If they get the ball first, touchdown. If Clemson gets the ball first, field goal.
Okay.
Interesting.
I like that.
Let them run the ball a little bit, get some clock off, a la Auburn last week.
Yeah. Nine-minute drive.
Well, no, please don't let Louisville have the ball for 13 minutes in the first quarter.
No, let Clemson do that to start the game.
Let them have that kind of energy,
take that out of there. That'd be great.
All right, our pick six is brought to you by our friends at FanDuel.com. Ladies and gentlemen, fantasy football has never been the same since FanDuel got here and made it about week by week by week by week and not season long. It's unbelievable what FanDuel brings to the game. Because no matter if you're a beginner or an experienced player, you can have a lot of fun. Whether you're a bajillionaire and you want to drop a ton of cash on a game or just a dollar like me, like poor people, then you can at FanDuel.com. Just don't play under any circumstances Scott Tolzien. For the love of God, don't play Scott Tolzien. Don't think that's a value play, Quawk. For the Colts, don't do it for the worst team in football. My gosh, stay away. Anybody else, you're good. FanDuel.com. Use that promo code OOB to get you into the the NFL Sunday Million. Over $1 million in prizes paying out of FanDuel.com. Again, the code is OOB. You get that free entry. FanDuel.com. The code is OOB. Voidware prohibited. Pick six. Kelly, your three picks quickly.
All right, just go through them?
Yeah, just go through them.
I am going with Brian Edwards taking Oklahoma State minus the 13.5 at Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh is that bad. Tennessee plus 4.5 at Florida because Florida has no chance of winning this football game. And Texas Tech minus 7.5 at home against Arizona State.
I don't love that one because that really could be. I mean, I don't think either defense is going to stop the other offense. I don't love that. I like the other two, though. Oklahoma State's going to win like 31-10 against Pittsburgh.
Right now,
38-10.
I'm 3-2-1.
3-2-1, yeah. And I'm 3-3.
Yes, 3-2-1, because I went 2-0-1 last week.
That's correct. 3-2-1. So you're up on me by half a game. My three are very simple. I've got Purdue plus 7.5 at Missouri. You South Carolina fans out there, you're loving what you're doing. You had a nice little win last week. I feel like this spread being more than a touchdown is crazy because Purdue was playing with Louisville. 16 penalties on a neutral field. I mean, come on. I have no idea why more people aren't taking Purdue to win this game outright. I think Purdue does win a game outright. I'll take Brohm over Odom any day. Mizzou just fired a defensive coordinator, and they're more than a touchdown spread over a similar type of team. No thank you. Purdue plus a 7.5 at Missouri. Give me Army plus 30 at Ohio State. Their season is over. They're in the tank. They're 1-1. Meyer's feisty because his quarterback's getting hammered from all sides. And Army's coach just got a contract extension, just like yesterday. Give me Army plus that. They're not going to win, but they'll win and they'll lose by 17. It'll be like 31-13 type of game, 30-13, that type of deal. Army plus the 30. And how about Western Kentucky minus 7 against Louisiana Tech? I'm not buying Mississippi State as this, emerging power defensively. Louisiana Tech gave up almost 60 last week. Western Kentucky's offense has been, a verifiable doo-doo sandwich. However, I'll take Western Kentucky playing at home as Louisiana Tech continues to lick its wounds. Minus the 7. That is your pick. Say, do you disagree with any of mine?
I'm with you. Purdue winning at Missouri is a little bit of a stretch for me, but both teams are bad. So
all they
got to
do is cover 7.5.
Okay, you're just saying cover.
All I got to do is 7. I do think they're going to win outright, but all they got to do is cover. Zach, any thoughts on those six? I mean, we got 6 picks here. Any thoughts on it?
I'm sitting here the whole time like I'm in grade school again when you didn't do your homework and the teacher's going to call on you. Like, what is your answer? I have no pick six for today. He's like looking at me like I'm like avoiding eye contact with
Clark. We'll talk about him a little more in the next couple segments with Zach.
Sure, sure.
Absolutely right. Zach and Kelly going to take you home. I got to hit a plane.
Have a great first plane trip with the team. Look like you belong. Don't have anxiety. Just keep your head down. And don't spill on your suit.
Thanks, Kelly. Don't talk to strangers.
Thanks very much. I'm not going to talk to strangers.
Call when you get there. Make good choices.
Sounds great. Thank you. And you know what? You call me when you get there. Because you're going to be after me.
It will be in like 8 hours.
Yeah, it'll be a long time. Hey, Zach and Kelly going to take you home. Stay with us. More to come. Out of Bounds in just a moment.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And don't miss the best Sunday brunch you'll find anywhere. Every Sunday from 11 to 2:30, the finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Hi, I'm John, the new owner of the Butcher's Block in Anderson. We've made a ton of changes to the way we serve you. The best meals are always farm to table, and that's what we do. Only the freshest ingredients from local produce, literally a local guy that has farm stands. I know your day can be hectic, so we can take care of dinner for you with our pre-prepared meals, are made fresh, never frozen. Give us a little notice, and we'll even cook them for you. Just swing through the drive-thru, and it's ready for your table. From lasagna to chicken pie, with bread and salad included, a balanced home-cooked meal, 4-4 for just $6.25 per person. And don't forget, we're a butcher shop, too. The fresh, never-frozen meats, grass-fed, free-range, hormone- and antibiotic-free. Good for you and a great tasting, too. We have just about every cut available to order. T-bones, ribeyes, strips, filet. And don't forget the sides like our amazing twice-baked potatoes to add to your cookout. Come see us at the Butcher's Block, 1702 North Main Street, Anderson.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their summer special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply. From your friends at EnviroMulch, go Tigers.
If only closing on a new home was as easy as buying a cup of coffee. But it's not. It's complicated. Holiday Law Firm can help take the hassle out of buying a home. With a focus on real estate law, Hayes Holiday and his team strive for you to have the best possible closing experience. Offering a free consultation and working with your bank and realtor, they can help you with your next purchase, refi, or home equity line. No matter your budget, you'll get the same care with Holiday Law Firm. Experience the difference at holidaylawfirm.com. Go Tigers!
I get it, son.
Excuse me, Mr. Stanford.
Well, that depends. Who wants to know?
I hate to bother you, sir, but if I could just ask you a few questions, you mind if I come in?
Well, looks like you're already in, Lieutenant Dumbo.
Oh, that's Columbo, sir.
Now, wait. If you're going to ask me about my new 2017 Toyota Camry parked in the yard...
Mind if I ask you where you got it, sir?
No. I got it at Ralph Hayes Toyota, and I got $3,500 cash back. They're a friend of mine.
Is that right?
Yeah, so I guess you'll be on your way, Lieutenant Dumbo.
Oh, one more thing, sir. Does all that garbage out back belong to you?
Garbage? I have you know this belongs to Stanford Salvage.
Oh, just as long as the neighbors don't complain.
Complain? This is part of the neighborhood beautification project. Ralph Hayes Toyota, Clemson Boulevard, Anderson, and online at ralphhayestoyota.com. Offers include $224 closing fee with approved credit in September 30th, 2017.
Ralph Hayes Toyota.
Are you planning a new plant or manufacturing addition? How about a new commercial center? Or does your existing building roof leak more than it keeps out? Give us a call at Metal Building Supply, 295-0506, or come by 1500 Elrod Road in Piedmont and talk to George or Kevin about our solutions and the contractors we work with. We have the materials, systems, and contractors to make sure your business plans are successful. And remember, go Tigers, and stay tuned to The Roar for more information on your construction needs.
The Tigers face Louisville tomorrow, and we'll talk about what it will take to win against the Cardinals. Join me today, starting at 3, for Road Rage Live at George Coleman Ford. We'll have Papa John's Pizza and plenty of college football talk this afternoon from George Coleman Ford.
Drive Green Demo Days are here. Test drive all the latest equipment and get hands-on training from John Deere tractor experts. Attendees who register and are 18 or older will receive coupons for $250 off a 1 through 6 family John Deere tractor and a coupon for hundreds off attachments. Drive Green. Don't miss it. Some conditions may apply. See participating dealer or johndeere.com/drivegreen for full details.
Stop by Greenville Turf and Tractor, 722 Malden Road in Greenville, and cash in.
Out of Bounds is on the air. 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. It's hard to look right at your baby, but here's my number, so call me maybe. Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. And all the other boys try to chase me, but here's my
Out of Bounds rolls on here on a Solid Orange Friday as we get ready for Clemson Louisville. And of course, Zach Orr is hitting me with the call me maybe. I apologize to listeners everywhere. Many would think because of the female nature of this song that I would pick it, and you would be so wrong. This is Zach's jam, apparently.
I'm not ashamed of bumping some Carly Rae.
Don't be ashamed, Zach.
I won't be.
You be you.
I won't.
That's what we encourage on Out of Bounds.
Good.
Yeah. I want to let you guys know that this Call Me Maybe segment is brought to you by our friends at Christopher Trucks. 66 years in business. That means they started back in 1951, which to Zach and I, the millennials, that is a long, long time ago. Fourth generation owned. Tons of new and used inventory in stock. Work-ready trucks, dump trucks, landscape trucks, Sprinter vans, Isuzu, OTR, Freightliner, Western Star. They also do RV maintenance. We know football season is here. You're going to be using your RV for tailgating. Make sure you get your RV serviced at Christopher Trucks. Service department open 7 a.m. to midnight every single weekday. That's insane. ChristopherTrucks.com. Go see them today. Zach, remember when I drove that Sprinter van?
I recall. It was quite nice.
That was pretty much your favorite thing that I've ever done.
I remember taking a tour of it with you. It was like a 20-minute process. That thing was so big.
I think I drove us all to McAllister's and I could not park the thing.
No, you could not. It was a process just to back out of the spot, if I recall.
It's a big vehicle.
It was a huge thing.
But like I've said before, if I can drive the Sprinter van, anybody can drive the Sprinter van. Literally anybody.
If she can do it, the person who did not know what an emergency brake was in her own vehicle, if she can figure out how to drive the Sprinter van, anybody can.
I knew what the emergency brake was.
There was so much panic.
I just did. You want to tell the story real quick before we get into Clemson?
Yeah, real quick.
Real quick.
It was the day that I parked her vehicle in the woods.
Yeah, thank you for that.
And I put the emergency brake on just because I do that every time in
my
car.
That was nice. I appreciate you looking out for the car's safety.
Yeah, sure. And I get a FaceTime and I ignore it because I don't FaceTime. FaceTime is a waste of my time. But I call her. I was like, what do you need? And she's like, I can't get the emergency brake off. How do I do it? I was like, pull up and push the button and it'll release. And she's like, oh, okay, thanks. And angled the phone. It was great.
I didn't know to pull up. I was literally trying so hard to put that thing down. I didn't have the strength. And I thought, okay, well, I'm stuck in the woods.
Just going to drive off with it.
In my car, I'll just walk home at this point. Oh, man. What a time, Zach. What a time. Let's dive into this Clemson-Louisville game a little more as we have two segments left before I head out. I'm driving up to Louisville today.
You leaving right after the show?
Yeah, pretty much. I saw Taylor brought some Butcher's Block. Butcher's Block has given us lunch today.
Did they?
So I'll snag some Butcher's Block and then I'm out. So that drive's going to be a trek. If you're heading up there now, let me know.
Are you making it by yourself?
I have two people riding with me.
Okay, good.
So I'm glad I didn't have to do it by myself because that would have been a little brutal. But let me know, 986-1566, if you're driving. What route? I mean, I think I'm just going to take whatever route
you're going to follow the old iPhone.
The app gives me.
The old iPhone.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. But I think there's going to be a lot of Clemson fans up there. And again, you can see Tiger pregame show. We'll start at 2 o'clock at Churchill Downs. So come see us there, 2 to 5 p.m. at Gate 1. You can get in right there and come check it out. And then Tiger tailgate show will be 5 to 7 p.m. also at Churchill Downs. And then obviously head into the game and cheer on the Tigers. Here's my question for you, Zach. And Kwok alluded to this before he peaced out on us. Clemson has not forced a turnover yet this year. They've had turnovers. They have three turnovers, two against Auburn, one against Kent State.
Yep.
Has not forced a turnover. Louisville was spotless against North Carolina. Louisville did not commit a turnover. They didn't force any against North Carolina, but they didn't commit one. How big is that for you? How important is it in this game that Clemson finds a way to force a turnover?
Well, I mean, I think you obviously look at last season's game. You had five turnovers in that game, and that let Louisville back into that game. If you can avoid turnovers on your end and get a couple turnovers on the defensive side of the ball, generally speaking, you win that game. And if that's what it's going to take, and we think this offense of Clemson's this year isn't quite able to, you know, get in a shootout, a punch-or-punch contest with Lamar Jackson-type offense, then, yeah, you're going to need to force a couple turnovers to have a shot, to have a shot.
That's one thing I think people forget about last year's Louisville-Clemson game. It was 28-10 at halftime.
Game was over at halftime.
Clemson was completely in control. Mm-hmm. And Lamar Jackson happened. I think they make the game closer towards the end because Lamar Jackson had a really good third quarter and Clemson really didn't. But a lot of that was turnovers. Initially, the turnover, the interception that popped off Ray McLeod's pads, I hate to bring up Ray again, but that turnover was huge. So again, not only is it important for Clemson to force turnovers, you have to stay away from them. You can't have the fumbles. And Dabo really emphasized that in his press conference. You heard it live here on Tuesday on our station, on our airwaves. He said, look, he literally said this, Zach, if you fumble the ball, you are on the sideline. That's what he said. And we saw CJ Fuller fumble the ball and just not get any more time in that game against Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be big. And I know you're a big Tavian Feaster fan.
Huge.
How do you see that running back situation playing out? Because he said he's going to play all three. Dabo said, I will play all three running backs against Louisville. But I know, in your opinion, Tavian Feaster has to get more than three carries against Louisville.
This is going to be no new news to anybody because I feel like everybody on this station has echoed these sentiments. He's not doing anything, Fuller. They're not doing anything Fuller and Choice. They're getting you 3-4 yards. They're making mistakes. They're not giving you a chance to be special in the run game, which if you're going to have Kelly Bryant playing quarterback, it would help that offense tremendously if you're special in that run game. And I think Tavian Feaster and a guy like Travis, old Big Easy down there, gives you an opportunity to do that. Let the kids get some carries. Let's get the guys that can have a home run punch. Let's let them play.
Now, I don't think we're going to see Travis Etienne in this game. And mainly, Dabo did, again, say this in his press conference, he was very high on Etienne.
Yep.
Very high. But he called him a prospect. And so he's still thinking about Etienne in that sense. He's not thinking about him as a guy he can use right now. And part of it is, the guy got on campus in July.
Hey, kid got braces on still.
Right. He is a kid. If he had enrolled in January, this would be a different situation, but yep. He's just not ready yet, especially, I think, to pass block and to be in a game like this. So I don't think you'll see Etienne.
Well, that 5'11", 225-pound monster that runs a 4.3 40, I'm sure he's probably ready to take a couple handoffs.
Zach, you are the captain of the Tavian Feaster train.
I am the conductor.
You're the conductor,
of
yes.
That train, and you know, it's all aboard, and we're going to get going here pretty soon because you need to feed the feast.
Feed the feast.
Feed the feast. He had three carries, 15 yards last week.
Feast or famine?
Feast or famine, exactly. And people, oh, he can't pass protect. Like half of his snaps were pass pro.
Yeah, they were.
So, come on.
That's another key. I think the turnovers are big. We're talking mm-hmm. about keys for Clemson and Louisville. Turnovers are huge. You got to force turnovers, and you have to, I think you can afford one, but if you turn the ball over twice against Louisville, yep. I don't think that's a recipe for success. The other key is the running game. Whether it is Kelly Bryant, whether it's Adam Choice, Tavian Feaster, CJ Fuller, whoever, you have to get something going with the run game. 96 yards on 36 carries against Auburn. I know Auburn's front was a lot better than Louisville's. I think that's going to be a factor. But Clemson has to get the run game going in some way and create another sort of weapon for Kelly Bryant to create something with the zone pass option, with the zone read that works. Do you agree with that?
I completely agree with that. I think if you can build off of that and have him give some confidence on making the right reads or pulling and tucking himself, it's just going to help your quarterback be more confident going deeper into that game. Another thing I don't think people are talking about this week, Greg Hugel.
Oh, interesting.
That was a rough-looking kick last week against Auburn.
that was a long kick.
It wasn't the prettiest kick I've ever seen in my life. If you go back, I think he's something like 1-for-4 on his last couple of field goals from distance.
Are you suggesting he might be domed up?
I'm telling you that you're going into a night game in a hostile environment, the game that everybody's watching, game day, blackout, the whole nine yards, yada, yada, yada. if it comes down to it, do you have a ton of confidence in Trout and Greg Hugel out there? In a game that very well likely could come down to a field goal.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. It could come down to a field goal. It very well could. And we were saying that about Auburn. We thought this might be the time that Greg Hugel has to win a game for Clemson. It didn't work out that way.
It was only an 8-point game.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
And if Auburn had scored again and Clemson got the ball back, they very well might have needed a field goal to seal it.
Mm-hmm.
The field goal he missed was 46 yards. I don't think anyone expects Greg Hugel to knock down 46 yarders at a consistent rate. You don't expect that from him, right?
I expect, at a Division I
46
level,
yarders?
At a Division I school, at Clemson, you should be able to have a kicker who can hit a 46-yard field goal. Inside 4, you should make your field goals. Inside 50, you should make your field goals.
That won't happen until Clemson starts giving scholarships to field goal kickers. Yeah. I mean, we could get into this, Zach, but that's been one of my beefs, I would say,
mm-hmm.
is that you have to invest in the kicking game. You have to. And I think the Will Spires addition has been a good sign that you are investing in the kicking game, because that guy is a significant improvement.
That's another thing this week, and this is his first game in a hostile environment as well.
Yeah.
You know, punters can be a little bit head cases sometimes. Hopefully that's not the case, but hopefully he can continue his booming kicks from last week.
And I think there is, his last name is Potter. I'm not sure of his first name, but he is an in-state guy who...
He's a number one ranked kicker.
Yes, he's a very highly ranked kicker. He's coming to Clemson. That's a really good sign. That's a really good sign. And I think that you need to see that, because I say this all the time. Alabama wins in a multitude of ways, but their punter is always good. And they can win the field position game, as they always do. And that's why I love the addition of Spires. I think that's been a big addition for Clemson. It is his first game, his first road game. But, I mean, punting in that Auburn game had a lot of pressure with him as well, especially with the field position game that contest was. So I'm not too worried about him there. I want to bring this up, Zach, before we get to our next break and get to Hater Hotline, which Hater Hotline coming up at 11:45. We're going to play that at the beginning of the next segment. So stay tuned. We're really pumped for that. It's going to be a good one. Ben put it together. I'm feeling a lot of Louisville hate, a lot of maybe trying to knock South Carolina down a peg or two.
Let the hate flow through you.
Maybe Reverend Gamecock is back. Gosh, I hope so. Did you hear Reverend Gamecock last week?
I unfortunately did not.
Oh, Zach. You can listen to all of our old Hater Hotlines on WCCPFM.com.
Mm-hmm.
He came in with an absolute sermon about the Gamecocks. And his best line, he was talking about the Carolina-Missouri game.
Yeah.
He said, lay thy tithes on the over. It was so good. So I hope he's back. Let's hope. I want to bring this up, Zach, real quick before we go to break.
Sure.
Xavier Thomas, you were worried about him. We're talking about recruits.
I was.
You were worried about him. Did you see he tweeted?
He's tweeted a couple of times.
He set the record straight.
Yeah.
That there's no need to worry. I could tell you were worried. You were worried last night. You and I were watching the game with some friends at Esso, mm-hmm. the Deshaun Watson game.
Mm-hmm.
The Deshaun Watson game. Yeah, the Texans and the Bengals.
Game. Yes.
And I've never seen you look that worried.
Okay, relax. I brought it up. I brought up the fact that
you were concerned.
There was some fire in the Twitter streets, if you will. Right, there was a little chaos going on in the Twitter streets.
Tell the people what he did that concerned you.
Well, he went home for the hurricane, and that's right. He should have went home for the hurricane. they needed to evacuate Florida. From what I understand, there was some people in his ear from the South Carolina side of things. There was. A notable lady friend that was in his ear trying to keep him home.
Oh, come on. How do you know this?
This is just what I'm trying to relay to you. I don't need you checking my sources right now. I'm just relaying information to you. What it came down to is Clemson has unlimited contact with the kid, right? After he signed that financial aid agreement, they can talk to him anytime they want to. And Strelo this morning from Tiger Illustrated reported that fire has been put out, and then obviously Xavier Thomas confirmed that on Twitter today. With a little video with Mike Jones, little tweet him by himself. Mike Jones?
Who?
Mike Jones. I mean, I get it.
I know.
I don't know if half of our audience got that.
I know. Hopefully.
So yeah, I'm not too worried now. I would love to talk to some of the South Carolina fans that wanted to interact last night on Twitter. We can have a conversation if you want to. But, you know, if not, that's fine.
Where can they reach you, Zach?
At Mr. Orr.
Yeah.
Mr. Orr 24.
Just add him.
Yeah.
Come at Zach.
Oh, the Eagle has landed. Brad Sinkoff in the building. There he is.
The Eagle has landed. Brad Sinkoff, who's done very well in his picks so far, by the way.
He has.
You, me, and Brad really carrying the squad.
Yeah, no. The CCP, your co-host,
Oof.
Look, I'm not responsible for his actions. I'm not his keeper.
What
I don't know.
I
apologize to the world, and I apologize to WCCP.
Well, he's soiling the Quackenbush name.
He is. All right, Hater Hotline coming up next segment. I do want to tell you that this hour is brought to you by Crute LED. Is there a business out there who doesn't like to save a little money when they can? At Crute LED, they have partnered up with Duke Power to do just that. It's this simple. All you have to do is take your Duke Power bill to Crute LED, and they will figure out where your business needs and get this. They will rebate your purchase. Wherever you need LED tube lights, they will help you out. $4 after rebate. LED high bay fixture, $79 after rebate. Parking pole light fixture, $99 after rebate. They will hook you up. They're right next to J. Peters on exit 19B. Give Crute LED a call, 864-401-8506. Do that today. And we'll be back with Hater Hotline in the next segment. Get excited. I know I am. We'll be back in a moment.
It's the Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week, heard right here on WCCP FM, The Roar. Join William Qualkenbush every Friday night at 7 p.m. for a live broadcast of the Upstate's finest games. It's the Tri-County High School Football Game of the Week.
If your business relies on dependable transportation from your medium and heavy-duty fleet trucks, then Advanced Maintenance should be your next call. Advanced Maintenance provides superior on-site maintenance that saves you precious time. Their free maintenance management program manages your fleet's usage and keeps track of all your service needs so you don't have to. And they even do box truck and trailer repair. Call the number that comes to you at 422-5787. That's 422-5787.
Upstate, listen. Way More Transportation is hiring experienced dump truck driving professionals to operate late model automatic trucks. For more information and applications, go to waymoretrans.com. That's waymoretrans.com.
Upon studying diamonds for years, Kalani has traveled worldwide to develop their brand, basing their company on the value of superior goods with both quality and price at the forefront. September 19th, Reese Jewelers will have a one-day special designer event where you can experience for yourself the sensational selection of stunning white, yellow, and cocoa diamonds, tanzanites, rubies, and sapphires. The Kalani event, September 19th, Reese Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk.
What business doesn't like to save a little money where they can? Crute LED has partnered with Duke Power to do just that. Whether you need LED tube lights, $4 after rebate, LED high bay fixture, $79 after rebate, parking pole light, $99 after rebate, or 6-inch down lights, $4 after rebate, Crute LED will pass on Duke Power rebate upfront to you with a verification of your business Duke Power bill. Visit online at CruteLED.com or visit their office at 109 Interstate Boulevard in Anderson, South Carolina. Call now at 864-401-8506 or email sales at CruteLED.com.
The Tigers face Louisville tomorrow, and we'll talk about what it will take to win against the Cardinals. Join me today, starting at 3, for Road Rage Live at George Coleman Ford. We'll have Papa John's Pizza and plenty of college football talk this afternoon from George Coleman Ford.
Football season is here, and it's time to score big and get in on the action with MyBookie.ag. MyBookie is an industry-leading website and the best place for you to cash in on all the insane last-minute drives, huge upsets, and heart-pounding finishes. Join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 100% bonus. They have in-game live betting on nearly every sporting event, plus a user-friendly mobile site so you never miss a single play. Are you sick and tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a payout? Come join MyBookie today. With decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, and no fine print, you'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. Use promo code RADIO to activate your bonus of up to 100%. Call 844-900-2387 or visit mybookie.ag to open an account. That's 844-900-BETS or go online to mybookie.ag and use promo code RADIO. Win with the best only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
Did you ever think you could get a compact tractor for $99 a month? You can! Get a John Deere 123E with quick attach features and our 6-year powertrain warranty. Starting at just $99 a month. Call Greenville Turf and Tractor in Malden today. Disclaimer, offer ends October 27th, 2017. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial for commercial use only. 20% down payment required. Taxes, freight, setup, and delivery charges could increase monthly payment. Warranty limitations may apply. Consumer offers available. Price and model availability vary by dealer.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Hey, what took you so long to get to the game? You missed two touchdowns.
Aw, man, I can't believe I missed them.
I thought you were going to be in my tailgate. It was epic.
I had some traffic issues, you know? That mess they call the gateway. First, there was a lane closure, then an accident. Must have added 20 minutes to the drive. By the time I got to Clemson, I couldn't find a good parking spot.
What is wrong with you? Why didn't you take the Southern Connector?
Because I didn't think there'd be a problem getting onto 85, and I didn't have any change to pay the tolls.
See, that's your problem. You don't think. There are only 7 home games. Then the season we waited for all year will be history. Why chance it?
Okay, I made a mistake, but that won't happen twice. Next time, I'm taking the Southern Connector.
Take the Southern Connector to the game and get a PAL pass so you don't need to carry change. If you sign up for a new account by November 30th, we'll kick in a transponder and $10 in free tolls. Call 1-866-PAL-PASS or check us out at southernconnector.com. Some restrictions apply.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
Okay, good luck with the slow descent into madness.
Now back to Quack and Kelly on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
I'm more than just an option.
Hey, hey, hey.
Refuse to be forgotten.
Zach, I paid my taxes officially for the first time this past year.
I thought you said like last week.
No. I've paid my taxes. But I've kind of learned this from that. And I don't think that I've met anybody that's had a really good experience with the IRS.
No.
Not really. I mean, that's just kind of what is commonplace in this country.
You're right home about.
And some people are just not sure how to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed in several years, or you filed and you haven't paid. Who knows? Whatever the problem might be, this is a personal matter that affects your well-being, so don't call someone out of town and call a 1-800 company. Call the Green Law Firm. David Green, who is a Clemson grad, has been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. He knows all the options available so you can get your life back. Whether they put liens on your property, garnish your wages, or you may have an audit coming up, you can get your life back. He's got working relationships with local and national IRS agents that will quickly get you the right solution. So call David Green today. That's the Green Law Firm. Call him at 271-7940. That's 271-7940. Visit him at 11 McGee Street in Greenville or on the web at greenlaw.legal. That is greenlaw.legal. And Zach, I think it's time. Is it time for the Hater Hotline?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right. Here it comes. Hater Hotline.
Are you hating? Ready to strike out and let your voice be heard? Here's your chance to shine and vent.
And on that day, Dabo said to Pharaoh, "Behold, my people are set free."
Haters gonna hate, and this is where it goes down. Where cock-flopping is celebrated, and Peppermint Patty has a target on her back.
Peppermint Patty, get your ass to the kitchen. They shall be hungry, want some apple pie.
The Hater Hotline, 864-986-6049.
Our coaches are getting hired. Your coaches are getting fired.
The Hater Hotline.
The most electrifying program in the Palmetto State has risen again.
So bring it.
The Hater Hotline. Brought to you by Bennett Equipment. Let the hating begin. Now.
Quag, hey, it's Coach Butch Jones. Hey, so did you see our record? 2-0. What do you think? Pretty good, huh? Thanks for having my back. You know, you still got my back, right? Okay. Kelly, you still got my back, right?
You bet.
Well, I got a new one this week. Get the guys fired up. So tell me what you think. Hey, Kwok, are you my friend? Are you my friend? Kelly, are you my friend? Are you my friend? Well, I'm your friend. Well, let's get this win. What do you think?
I'll be your friend. I think that was thirsty, Zach.
Yeah, this is Tom Herman. I don't understand what all the criticism is. I'm doing the best I can at Texas. I mean, it's not like Urban Meyer went to Ohio State and won right away. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, he did. I mean, well, it's not like Dabo Swinney went to Clemson and started winning right. Oh, wait a minute. He did that, too.
Yeah.
It's not like Pete Carroll went to Southern Cal and won right away. Yeah, actually, he did. I mean, it's not like, you know, Urban Meyer went to Florida. Took over from Zook and won right away. Well, yeah, he did do that too. I just got plenty of fairy dust here. I've got a lot of people I need to sprinkle it on. If you just give me 5 or 10 years, I promise I'll be as good as anybody. Ask Kirk Herbstreit. He'll tell you I'm the best coach in college football. And Urban was very mean to me, and I wish he would take it easy on me because I deserve to be given the benefit of the doubt because ask anybody, I'm the best young coach in college football, and anyone will tell you that. This is Tom Herman from Texas. Go Horns. We're going to get it done. Thank you.
That's what I've heard, Tom. I've heard good things. I need to see it, though.
Hey, guys. This is Candy. Oh, Kwok. Listen, you are so fabulous. Kelly, hello, gorgeous.
Hey, girl.
Like I said, this is Candy. I'm a big fan, but that's Whoa. Shut up. That's okay. I'm a big fan of the show, and I just wanted to just give you guys a call, and, you know, hold on just a second, guys. Hold on.
Excuse me, I'm in the stall. Excuse me, ma'am.
Guys, this lady's trying to tell me to get out of the woman's bathroom. Hold on just a second.
Ma'am, I am a woman. I'm more of a woman than you are.
This lady's crazy.
Ma'am, you need to mind your own business.
What is happening?
I was talking about the Gamecocks. Thank you very much.
Guys, I gotta let you go. I'll call you back. Okay. Go Cox.
All right. Thanks, Candy.
Hey, guys. It's Candy again. Listen.
No.
False alarm. False alarm. That lady was so nice. Patty, what a wonderful woman. Come to find out, she's a big Cox fan, too. So I just want to let you know everything's good. Love the show. Oh, Butch Jones, by the way, Candy's got your back.
Somebody told me that Louisville is doing a blackout game. I said, man, that's ridiculous. Louisville fans are blacked out drunk for every game.
That was good.
Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother. The youngest one was in curls. Across town, the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till one day, when the lady met this fellow, they knew it was much more than a hunch. That this group must somehow form a family. That's why they all became the Brady Bunch. Yes, the Brady Bunch. I'm Jeremy Schapp, ESPN.
Oh my God, that was amazing.
Hello, this is Tom Herman. Urban Meyer talking bad about me. I lost to a really good team at home. A team from the Big Ten, just like Urban, and he got to take me to the woodshed. I have good players, but they ain't the ones I want. And when I get the ones I want, I'm going to be real good. Y'all just got to be patient. Give me a few years. I'm going to kiss all my players just like I did at Houston. But Urban needs to leave me alone. He's so mean. That's why I left Ohio State. Just leave me alone. I'm not a crybaby, but my gosh, just give me a chance. I promise I'll do better with my players. I got plenty Aww. Of fairy dust.
and I'm going to get it fixed in Texas.
Poor Herman.
Hook him.
Poor Tom.
What's that smell in the air, you say? It's the smell of mothballs. All the Gamecock fans have pulled out their gear out of the closet that's been in there for 2 or 3 years. I got a friend that works over at the Goodwill, and she had to explain to a few old boys that when you donate your stuff, that they actually sell it. So they don't have it anymore for them to retrieve. Oh, but there is hope. Because most of the stuff was still hanging where it was the day they put it up.
Makes sense.
Enjoy it, boys, because you still ain't going to be Clemson.
Peppermint Patty, stay away from me. Peppermint Patty, you crazy. I'm kind of hanging around my door. Don't want to hear your mouth no more. Got more important things to do. Spend my time listening to you now, woman. I said, get away. Peppermint Patty, kiss my hand.
And that'll do it for the Hater Hotline, folks.
I'm so glad the songbird of our generation got back. He was on the Hater Hotline last week, and he's just, yes, so talented. Peppermint Patty didn't call in?
No.
She's not on there?
No, ma'am.
The Gamecocks are 2-0, and Peppermint Patty did not call the Hater Hotline.
Either she called in, and it wasn't a good call, and we didn't put it on.
Wow. Patty, I'm really disappointed. Woman to woman, like, you got to call in. You got to keep up appearances here. Everyone's calling you out, and you need to call them. You need to come back. So, Peppermint Patty, I expect you to call in next week, please. For the sake of the Hater Hotline and for the sake of all of your haters, you got to call in and let us know. What were your favorites, Zach? I thought Jeremy Schapp. I was dying when Jeremy Schapp signed off.
Jeremy Schapp. ESPN.
ESPN. Kwok does such a good Jeremy Schapp, and I'm sure he is so salty that he missed that.
That was
oh,
a good
my
one.
Gosh.
I thought Candy was funny. Candy sounds like
Candy.
Candy was a lovely woman.
Candy called what, like 3 times? Candy, call us back. Please keep listening. Yeah, you were great. Candy, we got text on the text line. Candy's killing me. Someone said, y'all, I'm dead with the dead exasperated emoji. That was a great Hater Hotline. A lot of concern for old Tom Herman over there at Texas.
Have you been, you know, tooting that horn? Have you been excited about Tom Herman? Are you been crying about Tom Herman there in the week? Is that why they're calling in?
Oh, I've not been excited
at
all.
Crying about it for the
yeah,
week.
Yeah, I mean, you can't lose to Maryland at home in that fashion and give up 50 points to Maryland.
How's your grandpa?
Thank you for asking, Zach.
Yeah, no, how's your grandpa?
Gramps is okay.
Yeah.
You know, the one thing that helped, obviously, the Maryland loss, just horrendous and terrible and not a good start. You beat San Jose State. That's great. Get a win under your belt before you go get just destroyed by Southern Cal. I mean, that's going to happen. The one thing that helped Gramps is that A&M lost in such a fashion to UCLA.
Sure.
And then struggled with Nicholls State
at
home.
Tie game in the fourth quarter.
I really appreciate, I want to give some props to the Aggies out there for helping Gramps through a difficult time, because this Texas stuff has not been easy. But when you have A&M as abysmal as they are, and then Baylor, I mean, good grief, Baylor, losing to Liberty and the Roadrunners of UT San Antonio, and then Texas Tech, we'll see if they can beat Arizona State. TCU is holding it down for all of Texas, which is just unbelievable. Thirsty Mangus, yes. Thirsty Mangus is getting in with us. We have about a minute, Thirsty. I want to get you on. How's it going, Thirsty?
Kelly, I'm going to hand the phone to my Bama cousin, Cletus.
Okay.
Okay. Well, hey, Kelly, I'm just going to address the elephant in the room. I'm a little worried about our national security. You know, we have a lot of border security that speaks Mexican on the southern border up north. Them guys speak Canadian and French Canadian, which I don't get. I mean, last I checked, we don't call them Canadian fries. I just don't trust them Canadians. I mean, they drink Molson, Kelly. They drink Molson beer. If a moose gets loose in Canada, do we have anyone that can tell them, hey, come get your Molson Canadian? I mean, my fear is if we don't, they're just going to keep sending them down here. I hate to be such a forward thinker. I just don't think anyone's thinking about these things, Kelly. Roll damn tide.
Thank you so much, Cletus, for the call. Appreciate that. Appreciate you getting in. I think he's alluding to this idea that Alabama fans weren't sure if Tua Tagovailoa knew English because he's from Hawaii.
because he's from the 50th state of this country.
Oh my gosh. You know, they were wondering if they put the playbook in other languages for him.
Sure.
If they translate it from Hawaiianese to English.
Is his green card going to be okay for the whole season?
Oh,
like, you got to wonder about these kind of things.
That's good stuff. Great way to end the show. Great way to end the week. Thank you, Thirsty Mangus, for getting in. Thank you to everyone who called the Hater Hotline. Please keep them coming. That is something we look forward to every week, and you can hear it next Friday at 105. We'll be back from noon to 3 next week. Out of Bounds will be. Press Box will be on today, noon to 3. Back from 9 to noon on Monday. Listen to Brad and